Hello and welcome to Daily Info's Oxcast, your weekly roundup of all the best events happening in Oxford this week.
I'll be talking about Australian drag, the Director General of the BBC and international pillow fighting.
And I'll be talking about superheroes, rowing and prison. But to start us off, at the Playhouse this week, Translations by Brian Friel. It's a play set in 1833 in rural Donegal in the fictional town of Ballybeg, where Friel sets all of his plays. And the British Army have just arrived because they're making a new Ordnance Survey map and they're translating all of the old Irish place names into the King's English. Local girl Maura becomes torn between the affections of a local school teacher and a dashing young English soldier, but is also torn between the love of her own language and culture and the sort of excitement of something new and foreign and exciting. It's effectively about culture clash and failure in communications, and inevitably things get lost in translation. And it was first produced in Derry in 1980, so it would certainly have been like an allegory for the ongoing struggles between Ireland and England at the time. It's by a brilliant play by Friel, who is basically considered one of, if not the greatest living Irish playwright, and it's on at the Playhouse this week until Saturday.
If you want something that's rather different to a play by Friel, but might be a good foil to it, do tell us if that is the case, if you go to both. The musical tour of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, the film, which hopefully you've all seen. If you haven't, I strongly recommend that you do see it. It's a really good film. It's coming back to the New Theatre in Oxford. Now, if you haven't seen Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, the brief synopsis would be Australian drag queens cross Australia and meet many interesting obstacles and people and
hilarity.
It does indeed ensue. It's a very touching story. It's not silly and frothy in the way that you might expect it to be. It's actually very serious and has a really nice message to it as well. Now, the musical show stars Jason Donovan, who you presumably remember from Neighbours fame. He stars as Tick. The part of Bernadette is played by Richard Grieve, who worked with Terence Stamp from the original film on his role,
cool.
Which does definitely come through. I actually saw this performance when it was at the New Theatre last year, and it was really, really good. There are all sorts of wild and wonderful props and costumes, and although inevitably when you compress such a expansive film as Priscilla into a musical, you do lose some of the nuance of it, the overall message remains, and it's a great night out. So that's at the New Theatre from tonight until Saturday at 5 p.m. and 8:15 p.m.
I think if you're only looking to go along to see Jason Donovan, be careful, because I think someone else is replacing him the first couple of nights, but he will be doing, I think, Friday and Saturday.
Do check with the theatre when you're booking if you're looking for a particular person to be there.
Well, on Thursday, there's a really cool film and event happening at the Phoenix. Starred Up. It's a film that was written by Jonathan Asser and directed by David McKenzie, and it's about an inmate played by Jack McConnell, who was in Skins and This England, and he's been starred up, which basically means he's been bumped from Young Offenders Institution into full prison, and he also ends up meeting his estranged father when he gets there, played by Ben Mendelsohn. And it's partly based on the writer's experiences as a therapist working in the prison systems, and he particularly working with a startup inmate, Leon Brown. And Jonathan Asser and Leon Brown are both going to be there for a Q&A that's going to happen afterwards. So it's a really, really cool event, and you'll be able to talk to them about their real experiences, how much of it's real, how accurate it all is. But it's also really well-regarded film. It's got a really big release for effectively what's a small-budget, gritty British drama, and the critics are really loving it. It's on Thursday. Film starts at 6 at the Phoenix, and tickets are £9.50. I would book ahead in advance because it'll probably sell out.
That does sound very interesting. Mm. The Q&As at the Phoenix are always good fun, because it's quite an intimate location for that. So if you maybe saw that and then want something else to be completely different again, there is a band coming to The Cellar on Thursday this week. They're called The Irrepressibles. Now, Night Shift magazine described them as a elaborate and spellbinding live show. How that's going to be translated to The Cellar is going to be interesting, but there is a stage and room for
tiny little sweatbox
gizzables, presumably, and whatever else may be required. Night Shift also describes Jamie McDermott, their frontman, as a hybrid of Elvis, Brian Ferry, Anthony Hegarty, Mark Almond and Fairy Queen Titania.
Wow.
Which does sound pretty cool. It goes on to suggest that he has a pocket orchestra which he takes with him, so it's like a 9-piece, I believe it's eight instruments, woodwind and so forth, which back him, and he is the singer and no doubt frontman, and it is also described as perfectly choreographed nine-piece swooning. So it does sound pretty awesome, and he's recently released a new EP, New Viscera, and it's unlikely that you will have seen probably anything like this in the cellar.
Or anywhere else,
or
perhaps.
Probably anywhere else, and certainly in Oxford, or perhaps some of the more outlandish Burton Taylor dramas might touch on this, but it's really good to see a show which sounds like it's going to be great musical theatre in the very much showmanship kind of sense of the word. They also performed at 1 minute past midnight on the day, very recently, when gay marriage became legal, their song Two Men in Love, for the first gay couple to get legally married in England and Wales.
That's cool.
That's a nice reason to go and support them, if no other.
Well, I've got more theatre now. This is Ostentatious, an improvised Jane Austen novel, and it is exactly what it sounds like. It's an improvised show based on audience suggestions, and it's made into a Jane Austen-style story right before your eyes. And at the Oxford Comedy Festival at the weekend, there was a group called Impromptu Shakespeare that did a very similar thing. They would take a couple of suggestions from the crowd, and they turned it into a hilarious but very fitting Shakespearean sort of play, and it worked really, really well. So I think this is going to be exactly the same kind of thing.
Those kind of audience participation, live music, live theatre things are always great fun when they're done well.
But about enough of it worked that it was sort of authentic, but then the stuff that didn't work, well, that was just funny. So it worked really, really well. Ostentatious has got equally good reviews, and it was a massive hit in Edinburgh last year at the Edinburgh Fringe. And it's all performed in period costume, and they've got live cello accompaniment, and I think it should be great fun. It's on Friday at 8 at the North Wall in Summertown.
And the North Wall is also, it's one of my favourite venues in Oxford for theatre and performance generally. I expect that would be a great location because it has the kind of Shakespearean style of gallery, and it's quite an ornate, and it's an old swimming pool apparently, so the seating is kind of raked low down, so it's quite a dramatic location to
They've got
to
such
be part
a
of.
Good diverse programme on all the time at the North Wall.
It is, yeah. If you want to go something highbrow this week, then if you go along to the Sheldonian Theatre on Broad Street on the 4th of April, that's Friday, at 5:15pm, you can get to hear for an hour the Director General of the BBC, Tony Hall, delivering a lecture, Living with Creativity, and that's the John Donne lecture. And he'll be talking about the challenge of recognising and encouraging creativity and how to make sure it flourishes in the widest organisational context and also all the widest cultural context. So that'll probably be quite interesting if you're involved in any kind of management, I should think.
And I think you're particularly interested in this in light of the new comedy series W1A that's been on TV.
Yes, I did catch the first episode of that, so perhaps if there's a chance for any questions, someone might be able to ask whether the grain of truth or perhaps a sack of truth in the recent BBC satire series, and indeed how he felt about allowing that kind of programme to be commissioned. It would be an interesting question topic, I think.
Cool. Well, I've got a gig that's happening at the Art Bar next. This is going to be on Saturday. CN Lester, supported by The Mechanisms. CN is a classical and alternative singer-songwriter who writes and arranges this beautiful piano music and has been involved a lot in LGBTI and feminist activism. CN's been featured on Classic FM and Front Row Radio 4 and cites Lou Reed and Tchaikovsky as early influences. So pretty diverse taste there, and that comes through in the music for sure. Support comes from The Mechanisms, who describe themselves as space pirates, and both acts incorporate a lot of storytelling into their music, so I think their music is quite different from each other, but they do have that in common. And it starts at 7 at the Art Bar on Saturday, and it costs £5.
The Art Bar, of course, formerly the Bullingdon Arms, if you're wondering where it is.
Yes, if you're confused.
So I'm still on the Cowley Road. If you want to go to the Natural History Museum this weekend...
And why wouldn't you want to?
Exactly, especially after its fantastic roof re-roofing and cleaning, which is spectacular. If you haven't been ever, just go, because it's an amazing place. If you've been in the last year or so, or not the last year or so, within a period that did not include the last 12 months when it was shut, then do go, because it's a fantastic restoration of the roof without a massive change at all of the inside, and it's really nice to see it open again.
Even more of a reason to go this week.
Yes, if you go this week, you can see Oxford Goes Wild. You can meet live bats, owls, and many, many other creatures. You can make a bug house, and you can play animal games.
Cool.
Which sounds great for kids if you... And indeed, large kids.
I want to see an owl.
It would be great. Owls are popular in the Daily Crofts this week. And it's free, as is entry to the museum. And if you have kids and buggies and pushchairs, certainly the last time I was there, they have a gazebo outside with a buggy attendant where you can leave your pushchair in return for a ticket and collect it when you leave. So there's no barrier to getting in there with any number of smalls. So that should be great fun. That's on Saturday from midday until 4 p.m.
And you've got some more family-friendly events for this weekend, Patrick.
Yes, if you go on to the Story Museum, which is another recently opened museum in Oxford, in fact it's still basically being built and fitted out as we speak, you can see 26 characters, and this is a Story Explorer weekend. The idea behind this is getting Britain's most loved children's authors to say which characters in children's novels and stories they most identified with when they were children, and it's being turned into an exciting new interactive photographic exhibition. Photographs have been taken by a very famous photographer called Cambridge Jones, and we have the Children's Laureate, Mallory Blackman, Terry Pratchett and Neil Gaiman, amongst many others, who have all been transformed into their favourite characters. I won't give away who their favourite characters are, you have to go and see that for yourselves, and then photographed and presented in an interactive way. So you can see all these new portraits hung into interactive spaces. You can also hear extracts of stories recorded by Olivia Colman and Christopher Eccleston, who you may recognise from screen and stage. And also you can hear some new stories which have been specially created for this exhibition by Amelia Gavin, Geraldine McCracken, Kevin Crosley-Holland and Alex Konevsky. You can also listen to authors talking about why they chose their particular character and what that means to them. You can also dress up. Who doesn't like dressing up? Dress up as your favourite character. I don't know whether you can do that at the place. I suspect you may need to bring your own props. So dress up before you go and have your photo taken for their shortly to be published digital gallery. So you can not only see all these famous people explaining why they like maybe the stories and the characters that you like, but you can be immortalised like them in a picture.
Become part of the exhibition. That sounds really cool.
It does sound fun. And that's this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, from 10 until 5 p.m. And it's £7.50 for adults and £5 for children.
And I've got another exhibition that's happening, that was starting this weekend, and it's running for most of April, 1,000 Cranes at the O3 Gallery, and it's an exhibition on paper and the different uses of paper for art, using paper cutting, origami and kirigami, which is a bit like origami, but they fold and cut the paper. And there's loads of different artists, contemporary paper artists, that are going to be represented there.
So is that the rule about origami? You can't cut the paper?
Yeah, I think so. It's just folding. And the title of the exhibition, 1,000 Cranes, comes from the idea that if you fold 1,000 origami cranes, you get eternal good luck. I don't know.
Sounds like a good manoeuvre.
Yeah.
Perhaps we should all be doing this.
I don't think they're going to have 1,000 cranes there, though.
So. Maybe if everyone brought one or two, perhaps that would give the O3 Gallery eternal good luck. That might be a good thing.
Well, it's opening this Saturday, the 5th, and it's running till the 27th at the O3 Gallery in the Oxford Castle Complex.
That sounds great fun. Another thing that sounds great fun is International Pillow Fight Day 2014. I wasn't aware of International Pillow Fight Day, however, the inclusion of 2014 in its title suggests to me that it's been going on for a long time, which is excellent. It's on Saturday, the 5th of April, 2:45 until 3:15, although presumably that's a bit flexible depending how enthusiastic everyone is. It is free, agreeably, and it's outside the Sheldonian on Broad Street, so perhaps you could then combine that with going to see the Director General of the BBC afterwards. The strapline suggests that you should expand your horizons on Pillow Fight 2014 in Oxford, and I'm sure you will. There are a couple of rules, or guidelines perhaps, just to make sure everything is safe and fun for everyone. Please only bring and use soft and feather free pillows. I can imagine it might be
feather
quite
free.
I think the idea is perhaps people have allergies, that might be and also the explosion of feathers might get a bit excessive. I know there are similar rules about no flour and eggs at outside exam schools, which is probably also for a good reason, although perhaps a bit sad. You should swing lightly, as many people may be swinging at once, which I can imagine. Do not swing at people without pillows or with cameras. I don't know about people with pillows and cameras, but probably the camera ownership should override any swinging at them. Remove your glasses beforehand. Again, it doesn't specify face or drinking, but probably all glass should not be involved. And that you can deposit pillows in donation boxes, presumably going to homeless shelter and so forth, or you can take them home with you.
That's very nice.
Pajamas are welcome. Unlike in various supermarkets, as I've recently heard on the news. And please eliminate your use of feathers, as mentioned before. And in the cleanup, you are by participating, you're pledging to clean up at least twice the mess that you've made, which sounds like a good rule for everyone to follow in general. And that you should smile and have fun, which doesn't really sound like you
Excellent
could
rule.
Not have fun
that
doing that.
That sounds amazing. I think we'll see you all there. Another thing this weekend on Sunday, and this isn't technically in Oxford, but it's just a bit of a heads up, the 160th boat race is on in London and starting at 5:55. Oxford's women beat Cambridge last weekend in Henley. The lightweight and the reserve crews also beat Cambridge last weekend, so well done, girls. It's also the last time that they're going to be having the boat race, the women's boat race, in Henley, because next year it's going to be held on the same day and on the same course as the men in London.
So will that be the full 7 miles?
Yeah, it's like sort of 7 kilometres, whereas they'd done 2 or something, and they're going up to the full, like...
That's a major expansion.
Yeah, yeah, it's going to be really good. So they've been working up to it now, and they're like now fully professional because they've got more backing and everything, so it's really good.
That's excellent.
But the men's boat race, the title race, is starting at 5:55. The reserve race between Goldie and Isis is starting at 5:25, and TV coverage will start at 4:30 on BBC One, starting with the highlights of the women's race last weekend.
What is Goldie and Isis?
They're the reserve crews, so the people who are sort of trying to get in the spots in the blue boats of both Oxford and Cambridge, and people who didn't quite make it, but they're still obviously really, really good. And
Goldie is Premier Cambridge, Isis is Premier Oxford.
Exactly, yes.
I see, excellent. That sounds really fun. It's great fun to go off and look at the boat race in London with your friends. Pick a good bridge, or a good pub beside a good bridge, or a good stretch of the river, seems to be the good tip. If you fancy some musical theatre, then on Monday the 7th, which is next Monday, at 7:30 to 10 p.m. for £8.50 to £15, depending on where you sit, you can see Abingdon Operatic Society, or indeed hear them, performing 42nd Street. So 42nd Street is a classic story, it's a classic Broadway story. A young girl from the country comes to New York and wants to dance, and almost overnight becomes a star. So it's really quite a feel-good story, but maybe there's some other messages in there as well. It's got everything you could want: laughs, pretty girls, great songs, and incredible dancing. It was, I believe, done by Abingdon Operatic Society back in 1999, so presumably that there is kind of a corpus of work to build on, which is always nice with a show like this. And judging by the rather cryptic but teasing description that they've issued of their show, is that they will be tapping their way up to a whole new standard of performance, especially in regard to their dancing. So it sounds like there might be a lot of tap dance involved, which, from a personal perspective, I always enjoy. So that sounds great. That's at the Amy Hall in Abingdon School, which is on Park Road in Abingdon, Monday at 7:30.
More theatre. This is a lot more low-key. This is at the Burton Taylor Studio next week. Captain Amazing. It's a one-man...
That does sound fun.
It does sound good.
They've got a good title.
It's a one-man show about a part-time superhero. Mark Vineman plays a man who juggles his family life, a full-time job, and fighting crime and defeating supervillains.
I do feel like I've heard that story before, but I think the name is much better this time.
It's pretty good. It's actually also about sort of when you, at the point at which you become a father, stepping up and becoming the hero that his daughter sees him as. And while he won't always be able to protect her, he wants her to always see him as the superhero. It's a monologue in which Vineman plays all the characters, and it's accompanied by projections of these childlike drawings, and it's about the need for every dad after he has a child to suddenly strive to be super. And it was a sellout hit in Edinburgh again, and it has a 5-star review from What's on Stage. It's on Tuesday and Wednesday at the Burton Taylor at 7:30. And then also on Tuesday, Sophie Ellis Bextor has come to the O2 Academy, back with her 5th album, Wanderlust. Hopefully she'll be playing lots of her old classics like Murder on the Dance Floor and Get Over You, and hopefully Groove Jet, which is the song she did with The Spiller before she went solo, which was a really good song from like 2000 or something. And the support from Us Baby Barebones, who are a Brighton three-piece, who play all sorts of sort of airy alt-pop, and they have really infectious sounds, they're really nice. Tuesday from 7 at the O2 Academy on Cowley Road. Tickets are £22.50.
And she's quite famous now.
Yeah, she's pretty big. She's doing 10 dates in this tour, and she's stopping off in Oxford.
Excellent. So there is a selection of the events that are coming up in Oxford this week. We do hope that you find some there that take your fancy, and if you do go to them, please do let us know what you felt. You can submit a review for these and any other event in Oxford at dailyinfo.co.uk.
On Daily Info, you can also find a job, or find a friend, or buy a book, or buy somewhere to live. We have everything that you could possibly need to live in Oxford.
And there's also an extensive Oxford guide, so if you're thinking what to do and none of these events take your fancy, we have lists of river walks and many, many guides about all the museums and other cultural interesting and attractions in Oxford, so do check out the Oxford Guide section for more information on that. And we also have an active Twitter stream at Daily Info Oxford, where you can see us out and about tweeting from all sorts of eclectic locations in Oxford.
The cricket yesterday.
Indeed, the English cricket team is playing in Oxford.
Nottinghamshire. Well, so there's some of the England players as part of the Nottinghamshire side are playing Oxford MCCU at the moment.
How interesting. I should always divert to our sports correspondent when talking about
but
sport.
They're playing Warwickshire next week as well.
That's great. And you can also get us on Facebook. Search Facebook for Daily Info Oxford.